Good afternoon. A pleasantly cool and comfortable day in progress across interior New York and New England with a large area of high pressure in control. Normally with this setup, we'd have a nice deep blue sky this time of year with little humidity. However, the sunshine is more filtered through the smoke that's been transported all the way to the eastern part of the country from the wildfires out west. So we'll be dealing with that through the balance of the day. And temperatures will be back into the middle and upper 60s on average for daytime highs. Generally clear skies tonight, not quite as cool, with lows back into the lower and middle 40s. As we get into the day on Wednesday, that same high pressure will start to drift off the eastern seaboard and a return southerly flow will begin. And skies will be mostly sunny again, and as that wind increases out of the south, it'll become milder with highs in the mid-70s. At this point, we'll track a weak front to our area for the day on Thursday. This front will have clouds, but limited showers associated with it, so we'll put just the risk of a shower on Thursday morning and into the afternoon with high temperatures in the lower 70s. A new large area of precipitation will move in behind this front and dominate the weather through the weekend, so skies will be mostly sunny and it will be breezy on Friday in the mid-60s and full sunshine on Saturday and Sunday with highs in the lower 60s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the National Hurricane Center is issuing advisories on Hurricane Sally, located about 110 miles south of Mobile, Alabama. A hurricane warning is in effect from Bay St. Louis, Mississippi to Navarre, Florida, including Biloxi and Gulfport, Mississippi and Mobile, Alabama. Sally is moving toward the northwest near 2 miles per hour. A slow north-northwestward to northward motion is expected through this afternoon, followed by a slow northward to northeastward motion tonight through tomorrow night. On the forecast track, the center of Sally will pass near the coast of southeastern Louisiana today and make landfall in the hurricane warning area late tonight or tomorrow. Maximum sustained winds are near 85 miles per hour with higher gusts. Although little change in strength is forecast until landfall, Sally is still expected to be a dangerous hurricane when it moves onshore along the north central Gulf Coast. Historic flooding is possible from Sally with its slow movement and extreme life-threatening flash flooding likely through Wednesday along portions of the northern Gulf, as the hurricane is expected to produce 10 to 20 inches of rain with isolated amounts of 30 inches along and just inland of the central Gulf Coast from the western Florida panhandle to far southeastern Mississippi. In addition, this rainfall will lead to widespread moderate to major flooding on area rivers. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 110 degrees at Death Valley and Stovepipe Wells, California, to a low of 22 at Stanley, Idaho. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City sunny in the upper 60s, Boston sunny in the mid-60s, and sunny skies in Buffalo with highs in the mid-60s. The average high temperature in Albany today, 73 degrees. The average low, 52. The record high, 92, set in 1915, and the record low, 33, in 1975. Sunrise this morning was at 6:35 a.m. Sunset this evening, 7:04 p.m., 12 hours and 29 minutes of daylight, a loss of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, also the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Sunny and pleasant today with highs in the lower to mid-60s. Clear tonight in the lower to mid-40s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, also for the remainder of interior southern New England, sunny and pleasant today with highs in the upper 60s. Clear tonight, lows in the upper 40s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley, west of Amsterdam, also for the southern Adirondacks, sunny and pleasant today with highs in the mid-60s. Clear tonight, lows in the mid to upper 40s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, also for the Litchfield Hills, sunny and pleasant today with highs in the upper 60s. Clear tonight, lows in the mid-40s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, also for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Sunny and pleasant today with highs in the upper 60s. Clear skies tonight, lows in the mid-40s. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly sunny, breezy, milder, mid-70s. A mix of sun and clouds, just the outside risk of a shower Thursday, lower 70s. Mostly sunny and breezy Friday, back to the mid-60s. Sunny both Saturday and Sunday, lower 60s. And a mix of sun and clouds back to the mid to upper 60s on Monday. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Kiana.